Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. Today I'm talking with Steve Little, who's the program leader for Feed to Milk for Dairy Australia. Dr. Little is a cattle veterinarian and ruminant nutritionist and joins me today to discuss issues surrounding the use of weather-damaged grain in the dairy industry. Now, Steve, the past two summers have seen a number of warnings to dairy farmers over buying and feeding weather-damaged grain to cattle. What's triggered those warnings?
Well, we've had record harvests the last couple of years, Bruce, and in the 2010-11 harvest we had a lot of wet weather on the east coast, which downgraded a lot of grain from milling quality to feed grade. And this most recent harvest, 2011-12, not so widespread, but we're certainly seeing numerous areas where we're getting rain at the wrong time for grain harvesting up the New South Wales coast, elsewhere on the east coast and over in WA. And we've also got a lot of weather damaged feed grade grain from last harvest still in storage around the country as well.
Generally understood that weather damaged grain may be susceptible to mould growth. What health and production risks does mould pose for dairy cattle?
There's two risks really, Bruce. The first one is that mould growth tends to lower the starch and the protein content of the grain over time, so it depletes the grain's nutritional value. And the second reason is that with moulds we can also get what we call mycotoxins, various forms of toxins that can lead to liver and kidney disease, and that can have a lot of subtle effects on cow's feed intake, milk production, fertility and so forth.
Now, shot and sprung grain isn't always mouldy. Are there any other potential problems with feeding shot and sprung grain to cattle, to dairy cattle?
Well, one of the big questions that's often asked is shot and sprouted grain lower in nutritional value than sound grain? And the answer is no. As long as the test weight of the grain's within a certain range, there's no significant difference in its energy value, its metabolisable energy value. But if the germination, which is actually what's going on when we're talking about shot and sprouted grain, if the germination proceeds beyond a certain point, then yes, we will see a drop in starch content and nutritional value. So that's one thing. The other potential problem is that if the grain's too high in moisture, if it's more than 12.5%, then we do have the risk of that shot and sprouted grain becoming mouldy during storage. There's also a concern about, you know, increased risk of insect infestation with that high moisture grain as well. And the other thing too, which is a bit of a double-edged sword, is ruminal acidosis. For a grain like sorghum, the fact that the grain is shot and sprouted is actually a good thing, because sorghum's a less digestible grain, becomes slightly more digestible. But for a grain like wheat, shot and sprouted wheat has an increased risk of ruminal acidosis. So just have to be a little bit careful about that as well when we're feeding shot and sprouted wheat to cows.
Dairy Australia's fact sheet, Buying and Feeding Weather Damaged Grain, and your booklet, A Dairy Farmer's Guide to Buying Grain, encourages dairy farmers to carefully assess parcels of grain on offer. What should you be looking for?
Provided you've collected a representative sample, which is the first important thing to do once you've got that, what you want to be looking for is firstly the extent of sprouting. So you're looking for pinholes in the grain kernels, or kernels that have visibly swelled or split, and kernels that have either roots or shoots visible. So that's the first thing, extent of sprouting. And then you want to have a good careful look to see whether there's any mould growth. Now, we just need to make the distinction between the staining that we sometimes see on grains, make a distinction between that and full-on mould growth. They're the two main things to look for visually.
So if the grain looks okay from a visual point, what else should you be looking for as a producer before you go to purchase that weather-damaged grain?
Well, you need to make sure that it's still got a good test weight. So that's how many kilos of grain there is in hectolitres. So it's a measure of its bulk density. You need to do a test weight, and you need to check its moisture level, make sure that it's below the 12.5% moisture level. And if those two things are okay, then you'd go on and just do all the other normal quality checks that you would do when you were buying any grain, so you'd look for the percent of screenings, whether there are any insects or weed seeds or foreign matter in the grain, and then you might go ahead and do some nutritional assays to look for its energy, protein and fibre content.
What should dairy farmers do when looking to buy weather-damaged grain to ensure that it's suitable for feeding dairy cows?
Well, I think it's just a matter of, if you're happy with the quality of the grain that you've assessed, then it's just a matter of making sure that that's what you actually receive, load after load. Best way to do that is to confirm the purchase agreement in writing, the grain seller, and make sure that you stipulate clearly what particular quality grade of grain you've bought, and stipulate all the other quality requirements that you're after. The best way to do that is to use a contract confirmation form, it's called, which you can download from the Grain Trade Australia website or the Dairy Australia website. It's just a pro forma that you can use with any grain seller just to firm up all the quality, price and supply details.
So what else should you be thinking about then when you're looking to buy that weather-damaged grain?
The grain you're looking to buy is drawn from a stock feed company or a bulk handling facility. You can be confident the grain has been tested against those Grain Trade Australia standards and that moisture level of 12.5% when it was received. However, if you buy your grain directly from a grain grower, you can't necessarily be certain of that. So you do expose yourself to a higher risk of high moisture grain or poor grain storage conditions. So if you do choose to buy your grain direct from a grain grower, it's important to get a full history of the conditions under which the grain was harvested and stored before you buy it.
You purchase your grain, you're happy with it,
yep.
You have it delivered to the farm. Now, you're not going to use it all today or tomorrow. It's going to hopefully last for a reasonable period of time. What should you be thinking about with the storage of weather-damaged grain?
Well, firstly, it's important that it's below the 12.5% moisture, and then it's really a matter of just making sure that you've got a reasonably well-ventilated silo. You're not going to get any problems. So it really depends on how long the grain's going to be sitting in your silo on your farm. I think it's probably wise to leave the cellar to store the grain and just receive deliveries as you require them, because they're probably going to be in a better position to look after grain, the grain hygiene. They will have better facilities to do that.
Having purchased the weather-damaged grain, what practical measures do you suggest farmers take when feeding it to their cattle to manage the risks involved on a day-to-day basis?
If you haven't fed weather-damaged grain before, it's probably wise to introduce it gradually. What I'd suggest would be to limit the amount that's fed to each cow to no more than 5 kilos a day until you're confident to go to higher levels, if that's what you want to do. So introduce it over a few days. Monitor the cows for any feed rejection or drop in milk production or drop in fat or protein test or any other problems. It's also wise to add some buffers and rumen modifiers to the ration to help manage the ruminal acidosis risk that I mentioned earlier, particularly if you're feeding a grain like wheat. You might also consider putting a mycotoxin binder feed additive in the grain. There's another little bit of insurance, if you like, against any mycotoxins. And just continue to monitor the cows for any problems, and if you do see anything that you're worried about, contact your vet immediately. Need to keep track of the test weights of each delivery of grain that you receive. Make sure they're consistent, because in most areas we're really actually feeding by volume rather than weight. And, you know, these different grades of wheat, for example, that are available can vary substantially in their bulk density, their test weight. Yeah, just need to just use some scales to just double check the test weights regularly.
If a dairy farmer wants more information though about feeding weather damaged grain, what extra advice is available?
Last harvest we did produce a 6-page fact sheet, Dairy Australia fact sheet, on buying and feeding weather damaged grain, so that fact sheet can be downloaded from the Dairy Australia website. Also a copy of that booklet that you mentioned before, which goes into all the ins and outs of how to buy grain using the processes that are used in the grains industry.
Dr. Steve Little, Program Leader for Feed to Milk for Dairy Australia. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Bruce.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries website and click on Dairy.